Gute Manan Tanino Tegunun Hei. Benino says that Ebach Elam Hazeh Eilish Shayah. The profit that a person can make in this world is Eilish Shayah, there's no limit to it. Heino Masha Odom Yochol Yaviach Bazeh Eilam. Meaning what a person can make profit in this world is unlimited. The Ain't Sodach Hazeh Heitzoyes Mishamoy Shekodin Oislai. That doesn't require any expenses or any investment upon his part. The only what Hashem prepared for him ready, he can broaden this and he can earn and make a lot of profit in it. Profit meaning he can earn him for himself this tremendous amount of unlimited profit of Gan Eden, of Elam Haba. Baruch Hashem. Gutei Maran Tanino Torah Nun Vov. Ben Adal says, Kishyesh Lehodom Leiv, a person has a heart, Ein Shayach Etzlei Mokim Klau. Not Shayach to say by him that there exists a place, a set place. Ki Adirado, Hu Mekayim Yishev Olam. He is the place of the world. He has the whole world within himself. Ki Yalekuz Sibolei. Because heavenliness, Gedlachkeit, is within a person's heart. Meshikos of Tzud Lavovi, the Creator, is my heart. The Eitzel Hashem is Borach Nema, but Hashem says, Hine Mokam Iti, place, the Mokam is with me. Shehu Mekayimai, Shem Aylam, Vien Hela Mekayimai. Hashem is the place for the world, not that the world is a place Chadshon for Hashem. And so, in Mela, Mishiyesh Lai Levi Yisraeli, whoever has that heart of a Jew, that means that he has Hashem is Borach in his heart, Tzul Lavovi, Ein Noi Lai Lema, Shem Mokam Zeh In Tei Lefona. It's not right then to say that this place is not good for him. It's not right for him. It's not possible to say to him that there exists such a thing as a place. You can't say this place is not for me. I can't live in this place. Because we can't say that there exists such a thing as a place for him. He is the place for the world. Everything is within him. The not that the world is his place. He is in this world. For since he has a heart, then he becomes the place for the world. Baruch Hashem. Kutei Maran Tanino Teira Nun Zayin. Ben Adal says, Da you should know, Gesh Tzadik Godel Amiti Megala Teira Chidushim Nifloim Adayt Oyim. And a Tzadik Godel Emes reveals Teira with wonderful Chidushim. Hu Teiva Oli Haktanim B'mala. It's a very big favor for those who are small, for the Ktanim. Shayyidei Zed is Gadol HaKotim B'mala. Because through this, the person who was in a very small low Madrega, he becomes great. Shayko Rotsum Uboim Eilov. All people come running to him. The Gamma Sitra Achra is Gadol Echad Ayyadezeh, also the Sitra Achra. Also, one of them becomes very big through this. Kamesha Motzinu with Bilam, we find by Bilam Harosha, Kishinosim Hashem Yisborach as a title Yisrael, and Hashem Yisborach gave a title to the Jews, Bo Kolho Umes Le Bilam, all the nations came running to Bilam. Came running, they asked him, the Mara says that when Hashem gave a title to the Jews, so the Kol went from one end of the world to the other. So the nations came to Bilam, they ran to Bilam, they asked him, what's this coil? What's this great sound? Nimtzah Melech Yisrael, Shayadei, Nesinas HaTeira LeYisrael. Through the giving of the Teira to the Jews, through this is the Galat Teira Chidushin Nifloim, giving the Teira to the Jews, and this Galat Bilam, Ubo Elam, Kol Ha'elam. So Melech Bilam, one of the Sitra Achra, became great. The whole world came to him, Hu Omad Atzmael Ezer Pasik, the Omalem Teira. He stopped on a certain pasik, and he said Teira to them. He became great with help to say Teira to them. He Ozke Shabol Elov. When they came to him, Shaul Oisai Mashashol. They asked him the question, Hashem Amalu Yoshog. They asked him, is this sound that Hashem is going to bring a marvel to the world? Hu Omad Al Pasik, and he stood on a pasik, and he said, Ayeshav Hashem Elohi Elam, that Hashem will keep the world forever, may be no marvel. But yes, so what then is this great coil? Hashem is giving you a title which is called Ayas to the Jews. You see from there that the Bilam started to speak Doshas on a Pasik. The world came in to hear Doshas. The Jews themselves are in Kedusha. They don't go to the Chas HaShon to Bilam to hear. A great rash comes up, the same great noise comes up, this coil travels so far. These Megala, these Chidushim, as I pull them, this Gatsum of Boil, the Ezek Cotton of Mela. Well, they come, they all gather, assembled to one who's a cotton, among the Jews, that means, when they're softened, it's like the Shmuel Mela. They assemble by him to hear from him. Hadosha. Achmos Hanash and Nasa, the Chedushin, Shemigal and Tzadik Gadol. Most the great Hanash, great Tumul, it's created through the Chedushin of the Tzadik Gadol's Megala. Who Oimid Atzmai Alezer, Pasik, Vemel Hem Hashem. This cotton in my mind also stops, stands on a certain Pasik, and he tells them what he says, Doshas on this Pasik. Mainly we see that this is a Taiva even for a cotton, on a Tzadik Emes, Megal and Taiva, so the cotton becomes great. Everyone comes to him to hear Taiva from him. Baruch Hashem. Kutei Meran Tanina Tzadik Nun Ches. Ben Adal says, Yesh B'nei Odom Sha'iminim. There are people who say, Shekesheha Tzadik Godel Ben Maimoth. Tzadik is in a very high Madrega, Machmas Gudul also, because of his greatness, Eina Yochel Yashkiach Ol Estakala B'nei Ha'olam. He can no longer look at, care about the people in the world. Ki Urochik Me'olam, because he's very far from the world. B'emes Eina Kein. Ben Adal says B'emes, so it's not so. To the contrary, Tzadik is very great. Then he can first be more mashkiach, to see more what's about the world. And you find, the Mishnah says, he was certainly in a very, very high madrega. Higher even than Tzadikim in this time. The time of Ben-Zal was speaking about. Yahweh became. Despite that, Omar, Yechon Zakeh said, Oili im Oimer, Oili im Lo Yomer. Yechon Zakeh spoke in the Mishnah and Kalim about certain types of Kalim, tricks that could be done with this Kalim to fool people. Yechon Zakeh said, Oili im Oimer, woe if I tell these things, because if I tell it, then those who are thieves will use these tricks to fool people. And Oili im Lo Yomer, if I don't tell these things, so the thieves who know about these tricks will say that the Chachamim don't know what they're doing. Nimtza, we see from the Eshav Yochanan ben Zakkai, he had Boki Kol Kach B'Seir Cha'olam. Yochanan ben Zakkai had such a clear knowledge about the world that Shehoyin Mesiyorei Lema Divrei Torah. He was afraid to say Divrei Torah Shlo Yilun Dumi Menu Haramoyim. That the thieves, the fakers, shouldn't learn from him. Harei Shehoyin Boki Miyed B'Cha'olam. You see, he was a very big Boki about the world. Ach Adelam Hoyin Mesiyorei Penyom Dumi Menu Haramoyim. Such an extent he was afraid that even learned from him to how to fool people. And we see from there that Yechon Zakeh, despite his greatness, still was mashkiach on the whole world, even by the Ramoyim. He be emes, in truth, kol masha tzadik, godel be yeser. The greater the tzadik is, yochel hashkiach ol estakel be'olam yeser. The more he can see, the mashkiach can see about the world. Ki haloye shemizborach umreima me'unusa mi'oid min ha'olam. Shemizborach is certainly higher, much higher above the whole world. The Apapikain is still who Mashkiach the Ashkoch of Protius, Al Kol Hoylem. Still, he's Mashkiach with a detailed Ashkoch on every single thing in the world. He be Emes Mishihu Yesh. The truth is that one who is a Yesh, one who is a Gashmi as he exists, Azai Eina Yochali is Becholmokim Ebasachas. He can't be in every place in the world at the same time. He Mashihu Yishus, Kishihu Emet Kan Eina Kan, because that which is a Yesh, that which exists, if it stands here, it can't be in a different place. If he is doing a certain Avedis Hashem, say he's a tzaddik doing the Avedis Hashem, but he's a yesh, he can't be looking at the world at that time. He's mashgiach in the world. The person who reaches the madrega of ayin, the highest madrega where he goes, becomes no more yesh, he becomes ayin, nichlal and einsayf. Ein mokim shloye yeshon. There's no place where he shouldn't be. He's everywhere. Because since he is ayin, he's not a yesh, he has no place at all. He can be everywhere. Yalkin, and therefore, kol masha tzadik nechval, yesu be ayin. The more the tzadik is nechval in this madrega of ayin, who yochol yashkiach, who yistakal the elam be yesu, the more he can look and see the mashkiach in the world. Ki ain shayach lemet Allah, shubamokim gavaya, v'nochik meha elam. Not shayach even to use that term to say that he's in a very high place and far from the world. Ki ain lemokim kol, because he has no place at all. The commission move, but v'nein v'shem ha-magid, is brought in the Kutim Aran, Tzadik Kufsamach Beis, the Shem of Magid, Magidzal, who said, "The Oretz Leihachim Yadin Ein Shom." Said there, the one who says Oretz Leihachim Yadin, one who wants to become wise, should be misfollowed towards Dorim, towards the south. But I shall hash Yatsben, one who wants to become rich, should daven towards the north. And Magidzal says there, that how is it possible that a person should have Torah and Gedula? One of Shechafis in the north, they'll have Chachma. How can he have Gedula? How can he have wealth? It requires the north. In the south will have chokmah. How can he have wealth which is in the north? And if he'll have wealth which is in the north, how can he have chokmah which is in the south? That's only in case a person's a yesh. But one who is an ayin, a dregis ayin, male, there is no place, he can be everywhere. For him, it's possible to have Taira and Gduli, because he's everywhere, so he can have Tzofen and Dorim together at the same time. He can have Chachma and Gduli from Makamecha. Baruch Hashem.